VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden on Saturday signed a bill that suspends the U.S. government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling, averting what would have been a first-ever default. Lisa Bernard from Reuters has more.
The White House, in a statement, thanked top Senate and House leaders from both parties. The bill's signing came a day after Biden hailed it as a bipartisan triumph in his first-ever Oval Office address to the nation as president.
There were extreme voices threatening to take America for the first time in our 247-year history into default on our national debt. Nothing would have been more irresponsible. No one got everything they wanted, but the American people got what they needed.
Both parties cobbled together an 11th-hour deal that suspends the debt limit until January 2025 and caps spending, and it passed through the Senate and the House this week.
That was Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernard. Signal failure is emerging as the likely cause of a rail accident that killed at least 275 people in India. Rescue workers completed operations on Sunday after the country's deadliest rail crash in more than two decades. India's Railway Board, the top executive body, has recommended that the case be handed over to the Central Bureau of Investigation, according to the railway minister. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who faces an election due next year, visited the scene on Saturday to talk to rescue workers, inspect the wreckage, and meet some of the injured. He said, quote, those found guilty will be punished stringently. China's defense minister defended sailing a warship across the path of an American destroyer and Canadian frigate transiting the Taiwan Strait, telling a gathering of some of the world's top defense officials in Singapore on Sunday that such so-called freedom of navigation patrols are a provocation to China. This is VOA News. China has tightened already strict access to Tiananmen Square in central Beijing and in Hong Kong on the anniversary of 1989 pro-democracy protests. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In Hong Kong, which has been the last Chinese-controlled territory to hold commemorations, police have detained protesters on the eve of the anniversary in Victoria Park. The large public space has been the scene for an annual candlelight gathering to remember the hundreds or thousands killed when army tanks and infantry descended on central Beijing on the night of June 3 and the morning of June 4, 1989. Discussion of the events has long been suppressed in China and become increasingly off-limits in Hong Kong since a sweeping national security law was imposed in June 2020. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Some Ugandans are searching for a way to leave their country, which has recently put into effect legislation prescribing the death penalty for aggravated homosexuality, which means infecting a partner with HIV. The AP's Karen Chamis has more.
Some from the LGBTQ plus community have stayed indoors since the law was signed, fearing that they'll be targeted. The new law signed by President Yoweri Museveni had been widely condemned by rights activists and others abroad. President Joe Biden called the new law a tragic violation of universal human rights. Homosexuality has long been illegal in Uganda, under a colonial-era law criminalizing sexual activity against the order of nature. The punishment for that offense is life imprisonment. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israel's prime minister said Sunday the gun battle along Israel's southern border with Egypt that left three Israeli soldiers and an Egyptian officer dead is severe and unusual and will be fully investigated. Benjamin Netanyahu added, Israel sent a clear message to the Egyptian government. We expect the joint investigation will be complete and thorough. His comments came at the beginning of a cabinet meeting in Jerusalem. The gun battle was a rare instance of deadly violence along the frontier. A senior United Arab Emirates official says the Gulf nation wants a UN climate summit it's hosting later this year to deliver game-changing results for international efforts to curb global warming. But UAE's diplomat said doing so will require having the fossil fuel industry at the table. Environmental campaigners have slammed the presence of oil and gas lobbyists at previous rounds of talks, warning that their interests are opposed to the goal of cutting greenhouse gas emissions. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
This This is Encounter on VOA.